USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. U.S. military officials are reporting details on a Houthi rebel attack out of Yemen that targeted a commercial vessel and alerted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea Saturday.
During the day, the destroyer USS Gravely and another American aircraft carrier were responding to help the Maersk Hangzhou ship after four Houthi rebel boats attacked. U.S. Navy aircraft were deployed and sunk several of the rebel craft. Officials say the incident marks the 23rd attack by the Houthis on international shipping vessels since November 19th. Houthi rebel attacks have picked up since the Israel-Hamas war began. I'm Ryan Daniels.
On the campaign trail, Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis says he agrees with the Trump policy of calling NATO to task for handling more of its own defense.
European NATO allies need to do their fair share of defense. We can't provide blanket security for the entire world. I think our biggest threat to our national security is the rise of China.
During a town hall this weekend, DeSantis also criticized Trump for signing the CARES Act into law amidst the pandemic. DeSantis says it was a mistake since it led to so many lockdowns. Flu cases are surging across the United States with a 16% increase in positive test results reported last week. That's according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with six pediatric deaths bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. Times Square anticipates another huge crowd tonight as revelers from around the globe gather in New York to welcome in 2024. The evening promises world-class entertainment, too, culminating with the iconic ball drop and performances by LL Cool J, Flo Rida, and Megan Thee Stallion. Designated viewing areas are set to open in the afternoon, with Mayor Eric Adams participating in the ceremonial lowering of the Crystal New Year's Ball. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating on Saturday that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to a Hamas leader. Lawyers representing former President Trump are expected to file challenges, possibly as early as Tuesday, against recent decisions in Maine and Colorado that would prevent him from being on the GOP primary ballot in those states. According to a New York Times report, Trump is optimistic that the Supreme Court will overwhelmingly rule against the decisions, but he speculates that conservative justices might dissent to avoid being perceived as politically motivated. A spokesman for Trump accused Democrats in blue states of unconstitutionally suspending the civil rights of the American voters by seeking to exclude Trump from the ballot. If you fancy yourself a burger aficionado, plan your trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota now.
Monday, the start of an annual burger competition that runs through the end of January. 37 burgers competing for the title of the Downtown Burger Battle with flavors like Star Spangled Burger, The Spice is Right, The Wagulicious, The Smoky Cow Tipper, and The Root Beer Float Burger. I'm Corey Myers.
No Powerball winner on Saturday. That puts the next jackpot on Monday night up to $810 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.